a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire. It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
Welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is Tuesday, March 3rd, and we are happy to have power in the Razzball Basketball Studio, aren't we, Slim?
Yeah, you showed me a picture of what it looked like.
Yeah, North Carolina got blanketed by snow. I lost power all day Thursday. Sorry, we had a no podcast day. And man, it was actually kind of fun because got to pull out all of the lo-fi kind of stuff. Me and the fiance played some Yahtzee, played Monopoly, and guess what worked? My Game Boy Pocket.
Okay, not bad.
It was actually kind of fun. Super Mario Land.
You actually had the batteries for it too, huh?
Yeah, it took a while to find them. I don't remember. I pulled them out of some other device, probably like a remote or something. But yeah, it was definitely interesting. It's been a while since I've had a no power day.
Yeah, I almost had you matched on a Saturday, which I think was the same storm you got. You know, it's a little delayed for me. But I had a pretty nasty hailstorm come through.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like nickel size. Whoa. It would have messed you up if you were outside in it.
Yeah? Well, did you survive with power?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ever since the hurricanes a few years back, my infrastructure is real good nowadays.
You guys all have generators and stuff, too, right?
Yeah. We were talking about the podcast, and I was asking you, whose house are you going to that has a generator?
Well, I'm in a complex, so it's a lot less options there. I'm not cool like you with my own house. Can I live with you?
Yeah.
Do you have an extra room?
It's not my house, but I'm painting it.
All right, on today's show, we're going to talk injuries, and more injuries. Woo! I hate injuries. It's been a rough week for injuries as we get closer to the fantasy basketball playoffs. You haven't had any injuries to your teams, have you, Slim?
Oh, I have them all over the place now. I mean, in the REL, I lost Nurkic and Steven Adams and Alec Burks, and I'm toast. And then you know, I lost in my main RCL, I lost Collison, I got Kemba down. Now I've got Covington down for some reason.
Yeah, it's been brutal. So yeah, we're going to talk those injuries and all the big performances from the last time we hopped on the show last Wednesday. And then we're going to preview tonight's games with another round of our 30-point challenge picks.
Y'all ready for this?
So Slim, are you ready to add Tony Snell in all 12-team leagues?
Yeah, you probably should. I say you because I had the option between him and Mirotić, and I chose Mirotić.
I actually agree with you. I think Mirotić is the better ad because Tony Snell's kind of just a... You know I love Tony Snell, and he's very, very streamable, and if you need threes, he's a great ad, but he's kind of Thragnoff-y.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed with steals. I mean, that's what makes a Thragnoff a guy you hold on to long-term, and they haven't quite shown up.
No, they haven't. And I mean, you look at his game log, last three games, no steals, only two steals in the last six. Those last four games, 28-plus minutes, so to only have one steal in the last four games playing, you know, averaging well over 30 minutes. Now, he makes multi-threes in all those games. He's a good free-throw shooter, going to chip in a couple rebounds, but, yeah, I mean, he's KCP with slightly better percents and less scoring upside.
Yeah, but, you know, without Butler, there's a lot of shots that somebody's got to take.
Yeah, I mean, I'd expect KCP on some nights to well outshoot Tony Snell on his high shooting nights.
Yeah, probably. Because like either one of them can get hot and score 30.
Yeah. They're capable. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, KCP's got the upside to take like 25 shots. Now, he might make only three of them, but... But Snell, I don't think, is ever going to get to that mark.
It would take... Well, I mean, you got no Derrick Rose, you got no Butler. I mean, if no Taj Gibson, You know, if like Pau Gasol went down, there'd be nobody else left to shoot the ball.
Joakim Noah with 25 jumpers.
He will refuse. He'll get 25 assists before he does that.
So Butler's out 3 to 4 weeks with an elbow strain. Probably be on the DL for 4 months if he was a pitcher. Are you dropping Butler? Because I recommended that you hold on to him in virtually all leagues if you can. I mean, worst case scenario, he's back, you know, the second week of the playoffs. Well, worst case is it lingers and he's out the year. But, you know, I think you'll get him back in the playoffs, and that makes him so much of a better stash than, like, you know, he's a better player than Kimba. I'd much rather have Butler for that upside than Paul George. What do you think?
If I had Butler, I'd probably be dropping him. We got 2 weeks left. So the only way he wouldn't hurt on my team is if I have a first round bye. And that's assuming he comes back after the smallest timetable they gave. So no, it's done.
I don't know. You'd rather stash Kimba over Butler?
Yeah, but I have a feeling that neither one are going to be on any winning teams.
Yeah, I agree there. And the thing with Kimba is that, I mean, when Butler's ready to go, he's going to be ready to go. I mean, Thibodeau loves playing him a bajillion minutes. With Kimba, you know, Mo Williams is playing great, and they're going to bring Kimba along really slow.
Probably. I mean, it's been a long time now, so probably. But I like them two playing next to each other. So I don't think he'll just be dead in the water because Mo Williams is so good.
I don't think he'll be dead. I just don't think he'll be previous Kimba.
Okay. I mean, I'm holding on to him in my RCL where I have a first round bye. So we're talking 3 weeks till it matters. And he's got, you know, a good playoff schedule. I know he's going to give me 4 games in the semis and the finals. So I'm holding him and I'm not holding Butler. Butler's only going to give me 3 games in each of those rounds if I held him.
Yeah. They're going to be better games.
In a scenario, it's not as good.
Yeah, you might be right, but I just think Butler's so much better player. And when he's ready, he'll be ready, and Kimba will come slow. But
what's this going to do for his next year outlook?
That's a great question, because he's had a ton of injuries. And at some point, they've got to realize they can't be running him out 40 minutes a night.
That's what I hope, because it's not working out. And I think he's a restricted free agent too, so he might get a huge contract somewhere and be the guy. Mm-hmm. That just means more punishment. I don't know. I'll probably be lower than most going into next year.
So I think we asked this question maybe a month ago, but are you going to take Jimmy Butler or Draymond Green? Now, Green's been playing well, but it's kind of tapered off a tiny bit here and there.
I mean, you're talking about this year, there's no question, obviously.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But so you're talking about the start of next year, ranking them?
Mm-hmm.
They're probably pretty close and probably just inside the 50 mark. Whereas I think most people will be ranking Butler, most people being Yahoo, ranking Butler in like the second round.
Really? You don't think Draymond's going to be higher than 50-ish?
No.
Wow.
The scoring is low and everyone sees points and gets all googly-eyed. And that just doesn't happen with Draymond.
Yeah, if he's pre-ranked in the 50s, I'm getting Draymond in every team next year.
Yeah, I think a fourth round pick seems about right. I think a second would be a reach, because then you have to make up all those points.
Yeah, I was thinking third or fourth. Yeah,
yeah.
So we mentioned that we both like Mirotić more as the pickup for now. Taj Gibson's out at least the next week with an ankle sprain. Gotta like Mirotić. I mean, even when Gibson's back, and I know that it hasn't worked out so far, I think against some second units, Mirotić will play some 3 minutes because, you know, no Butler, he plays 40 minutes a game. You got Snell playing some shooting guard and small forward. I think Mirotić gets in there for a couple small forward minutes as well, keeps the minutes up.
Yeah, if they want to win games at this point with all these people down, I don't think they have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of their best scorers now.
Yeah, and he does so much more than what Snell does, so... I agree with you.
Offensively.
Oh, yeah, for sure. In real life, I think Snell's probably a better player. His defense is great.
Yeah, Snell can lock a guy down. Mirotić is, you know, he's a pass-through.
Yeah, he's a liability there. Ooh, oh, man, so I was actually watching the Thunder game when they were playing the Blazers. It was a great game. I think this was, Was this last Thursday night? I don't remember what night it was, but I was watching the game. Maybe it was Saturday. I don't know. Someday over the weekend. My days got all blurred together when there's no power. I don't have, like, a calendar on the wall. It's all on my phone. Who knows? But I was watching the game where Andre Roberson's fat knee just rams into Westbrook's face, and you could see it on TV. I actually saw it before they pointed it out, the huge dent in his face. It was brutal. Ended up getting a cheek fracture, but he's going to be back soon, and he's just a machine.
Yeah, and they need him.
Oh, yeah.
Now that Reggie's gone, they have nobody else.
Yeah.
I mean, Augustine's fine, and they're playing minutes together, which is a little surprising to me. Like, why are they playing, you know, Augustine next to him, but they wouldn't play Reggie next to him?
That's a good question. Maybe they didn't get along.
There you go. Yeah, maybe that's got something to do with it.
Yeah. And
OKC, a couple of those players talked some pretty nasty things when Reggie left.
Mm-hmm.
You read some of those comments?
I saw a couple of them, but kind of passed over them. I didn't read too much into it.
Well, there was something going on behind the scenes there.
Yeah,
there were some people not agreeing with each other.
Maybe there was a Tony Parker, Brent Barry situation going on. Do you know that reference?
No, I probably do. I mean,
I think it's Tony Parker slept with Brent Barry's wife. I think that's how that went. I don't really know. It was something soap opera-ish.
Yeah, that's like a Shaq Kobe kind of thing.
Did that happen with Shaq and Kobe?
I remember there was a rumor, but I don't think so.
While Kobe was in Colorado.
There were so many Shaq and Kobe rumors back in the day.
Yeah, I remember that. Now, that was a soap opera.
I kind of missed that. That made basketball, well, it made !! basketball.
True Hollywood story. The Lakers. So yeah, Augustine played pretty well. 18-9-5 against the Lakers. Now, obviously, grain of salt against the Lakers, but might give you a couple more stream starts. Probably needs to be owned until Westbrook's back, right?
Yeah, but isn't that supposed to be real soon?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up now. I love that I saw that. If it was a playoff game, he would have come back just like a couple days after facial surgery.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Throw a mask on it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be back as soon as Wednesday. So, do the Thunder play tonight? I don't even know. But looking like Wednesday. So, I don't see Oklahoma City playing tonight. So, looks like you can drop Augustine. Never mind then. Man, they had a nice layoff not playing Monday or Tuesday.
I'm pretty sure this is just going to be a pain tolerance issue, too.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to have a mask on, I'm assuming.
Yep. I think they already talked about that.
That should be fun to see for sure. All right, so from Oklahoma City to the worst team in the league, the 76ers, which of their two point guards would you rather own now? Because Isaiah Cannon's still starting. He's still hitting threes. Hit four threes last night. Goes 14-1-3. You know, no steals, but didn't have a turnover, so it was fine game. But Ish Smith, I watched a good bit of this game, just looked like so much better of a player. Goes 19-5-9, no steals for him either, but hits 8 of 13 from the field. Plays 27.5 minutes to Cannon's 25. It looks pretty split down the middle, but if you're in a deeper league and need one, I think it's clearly Ish Smith these days.
Yeah, especially if you're looking for assists.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Cannon has just failed there. I don't know if he's an NBA point guard. I'm starting to think he might not be.
Yeah, I don't think so either. His defense looked really bad, too. Lou Williams was just taking it right to him. Obviously, Lou's great at, you know, creating fouls, but Cannon just did not look like a good defender either.
Yeah, he's certainly droppable pretty much in a 12 or less.
Yeah, I love that you said our friends and family pickup was terrible when I dropped Isaiah Cannon for Jeremy Lin. Come on, would you rather have Isaiah Cannon? Come on.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't like losing turnovers.
Yeah, well, Lin's been playing pretty well, though.
Yeah, I know. Yes. But I don't think it sticks. What makes me think that he's going to continue this?
The fact that he was good for like a month for the Knicks.
That's what I'm going off of.
Yeah,
that one month he had like 3 or 4 years ago when nobody knew who he was.
He's gonna do it again.
Well, I'm glad I convinced you to at least bench him.
Yeah, well, I had him in there because he had a 4-game week, and it was before we knew Brandon Knight was going to play last night. So, yes, I like 3 games knowing Knight's going to be healthy over Lynn's 4. But at the same time, if Knight was going to be out, we had really no other options.
And I'm with you. This stretch that Lynn is having is phenomenal. I mean, it's 3 turnovers in the past 6 games,
mm-hmm.
averaging somewhere around 30 minutes, not quite. That's very un-Lynn-like.
Yeah, he's been really good. You know, 6+ assists, 3 out of the last 4, 25-6, 8-3. So he had 1 bad one, 14-5-6, 20-6-8 against OKC on Sunday. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I was surprised he was out there, even though he's not that good.
Yeah, I see the ownership is climbing. The 70% seems high still. I'm pretty sure I'd rather own Clarkson.
I don't know. I mean, Clarkson's still starting, but that's a tough
one. Clarkson ain't doing that bad. I really like how he's making his threes. That was kind of the question mark before he got that starting job. And he's doing it pretty well. Field goal percent is not a killer from him, which I'm a little surprised. I don't know. I like what I see out of Clarkson. I think he's got a bright future.
I don't disagree there. I mean,
I
obviously,
think the Lakers should be playing for the future.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, there was something, if they don't finish in the bottom of the 5, they like cede a pick to someone, they give away their pick. So the way the NBA protects draft picks and trades is just ridiculous. But yeah, Clarkson has played good the last 3 games. I think his inconsistent defense is going to have him lose some minutes, but they do need to lose anyway. So I guess run him out there. I don't know. I think that's a coin flip between Lynn and Clarkson.
I mean, I don't watch too much Lakers, I'll be honest with you, but it appears that they're actually playing together.
How dare you not watch the Lakers? They're the America's team.
America's team, huh?
They're the Cowboys of the NBA.
Okay. That makes Kobe what? Troy Aikman?
sure. Why not? All right. So what do you make of this Andre Bargnani nonsense? Because this is actually 6 straight games of 11-plus points, 17-plus points in 3 straight. Had a monster over the weekend. 25-12-4, 1 steal, 1 block, hit 10 of 20 from the field. Was decent again on Sunday, 19-3-1. Hit a 3 past couple games. What are you doing with Andrea Bargnani, your favorite player?
I mean, you know, I don't hate him. I wouldn't want him at the beginning of the year because he can't play 82 games. Well, we don't need 82 games anymore. We just need about 20. So I don't know. I mean, he was available in the friends and family, and I started writing out a text to you, should we add, and I just erased it. So, I mean, I'm not exactly thrilled to be adding him anywhere, but he's got to be the best scorer on that team.
Well, okay, first of all, you say you don't hate Andrea Bargnani, yet you scoffed so hard at me for ranking him in the top 200 at all. Would I have him, like 150 or something?
That's because you thought you would get more than 40 games out of him.
Held on to him for this long.
Somebody in the REL actually had him the entire year, never dropped him, and now they have him, so what can I say?
So, I don't know. I think he's, you know, fringe or 12 or worthy. Would you rather have Bargnani or Patrick Patterson?
No, how about this? Oh, that's not bad. I'll take Bargnani. I don't trust Patterson's minutes, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I think he should
be
playing more.
Yeah, I'll lean Bargnani too, but
it's boring. It's just the points. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I think I'll outpoint him, probably out-rebound him, out-block him, maybe.
But I got a better one for you.
Okay.
Bargnani or Ilyasova?
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know. I like Ilyasova's starting to get it together.
They're playing about the same minutes right now.
I'll go Ilyasova because, well, okay. If it was a stream spot and it was just, you know, the last guy on your bench, I would probably take Bargnani. But if this was a real deep league and this was a guy you're probably holding on to the rest of the year, I'll take Ilyasova. Because even though Ilyasova's had a bajillion injuries too, I guess I trust him to play more. which is pretty tough to say.
Yeah, and of course we trust Bargnani more than, let's say, Pekovic nowadays.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah, Pekovic is hurt right now, so.
Yeah, but Ilyasova was another one. I was about to send you a text asking if we should add him, and I changed my mind.
Yeah, I am liking the free throws from Ilyasova lately. That's pretty good. He's going to out-rebound him, but, you know, not doing anything defensively.
Yeah, coin flip on which one survives the week.
Who will survive? Which was a pretty good way to assess what happened with the Heat and Suns last night. Who will survive the cage match between Hassan Whiteside and Alex Lynn throwing down? You gotta take Whiteside in the fight there. That was a pretty nasty tackle right there.
Tackle? Man, that's got a name. That's called the Goldberg Spear.
Man, I don't know any wrestling moves. I never got into that.
That's like 90s wrestling too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I remember. I mean, that's when we were growing. You know, I was growing up. At least a lot of people were into the wrestling. I never got into it.
Yeah, it was entertaining. Alex Lynn was really upset that he just got dunked on.
Well, Lynn hit him in the face.
Whiteside dunked on him, and his arm was kind of sitting on Lynn's shoulder, and Lynn threw him aside.
I think what started it was Whiteside was dunking, and Lynn, I think, hit him in the face. I think the forearm was hitting him in the head before Whiteside landed on him. That's why Whiteside landed on him so hard, because he got hit in the face.
Well, yeah, they were right. I mean, someone should have been called for a foul, first off, because there was a lot of contact on that dunk.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, I think you can kind of watch Whiteside, and he's like, oh, I'm going to punch him. Oh, wait, that'll get me a lot of games. I'll just tackle him. You could see the delay.
It was kind of a passive, all right, I'll just tackle him without throwing a punch.
Yeah, it was. It's like, oh, this will hurt me the least. Okay.
So, yeah, both Whiteside and Lynn were ejected. You know, if I had to guess, I'd say I think Whiteside gets a game suspension. What do you think?
Yeah, more likely him than Lynn, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, agree there.
He went for it. That's the decider. He could have backed off and he didn't.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, my concerns talked about, was this last week or 2 weeks ago, about Whiteside fatiguing. I guess I'm recanting on that. I think I just saw a bad Whiteside game, and he looks good. If he has the energy to tackle a 7'2" Alex Lynn, then his energy level must be fine. Went 17-10, 2 steals, 2 blocks in 26 minutes. Alex Lynn went 10-11 with 2 steals and no blocks. So, advantage Whiteside in that matchup.
Yeah, except Whiteside didn't hit his free throws, but...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in a dynasty, I'm probably slightly favoring Lynn for the age and the free throw percent. But in a redraft, I'm taking Whiteside still.
That's a tough one. I mean, in a dynasty with the cost the same, I think you're still going to get a good stretch from Whiteside.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's only 25. But, you know, Lynn is, what, 21, 22 tops? Yeah, he's yet to turn 22. I don't know. I mean, well, Lynn has the upside, and it comes down to that free throw percent.
Probably, but I think Whiteside's going to play a lot more minutes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll have Whiteside ranked higher next year.
Yeah, Whiteside will be... I think it'll be well above Lynn, to be honest, but... I think in a dynasty, even though, yeah, maybe in 5 or 6 years, Whiteside's dwindling and Lynn's still in his prime, I think I'd still Whiteside, because he's going to help you so much more, even short to medium term, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, the thing you were talking about with him getting worn down, the way he throws his body around,
mm-hmm.
there might be a little bit of an injury concern there.
Yeah. I think there is, because yeah, he just. I mean, Lynn seems like he's aggressive just in a, I don't want to say normal, I don't know how to phrase this any better, but he's aggressive and it looks kind of natural. Whiteside is just like a wrestler down there. He's just throwing that 7-foot body around. I agree.
He's a max effort guy.
But Lynn has, you know, his share of injury issues as well. So I don't know. I think I'd rather Lynn in Dynasty, and I think it'll be more like Whiteside round 3 or 4 next year, and Lynn round like 8 or 9.
Yeah, Whiteside in the 4th would probably be where I have him too. Yeah. But I think he's going to be, you know, Yahoo ranked higher.
He might be. He might be. Like, who are you going to take in next year's draft, Whiteside or Gobert?
Ooh, man, that's tough. Assuming I'm not punting free throws.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's really tough. I know you don't want to hear this, but it probably depends on my first two picks, because I don't think either one of them are our first or second round pick.
I don't want to hear that at all, Slim. Wrong answer.
If I go heavy points and need steals, then I would rather have Gobert. If I don't get as many points, but I load up on steals, then I would rather have Whiteside. So yeah, a little bit of give and take.
I agree with you there. I think I'd probably take Whiteside for the offense in pretty much any scenario, because it's going to be so early that I feel like I can address stuff a little bit easier later. But it's close.
Gobert's still pretty young. I think we could see an improvement in offense. Well, I mean, it's not like he's going to all of a sudden start shooting 10-footers, but we should see some kind of improvement from him. Yeah. I think he'll at least be a 10-point-per-game guy next year.
So what do you make of this Will Barton stretch? 15-plus points in 4 straight games, had back-to-back 22-point games in there. He's playing aggressive, getting to the free throw line, getting some rebounds, chips in some steals every now and then, but not a huge stealer, you know. He's not a great 3-point shooter either, but do you think he's a guy worth earning in 12ers, at least while he's hot?
Well, there's a bit of news that needs to be said first.
What's that?
The head coach just got fired.
Ah, that's right. I saw that this morning and forgot to put it on our podcast breakdown here. So, yeah, Shaw is gone.
So that could pose a problem.
I don't know. Why do you think that would pose a problem for Barton?
Because he might not get these minutes.
You think the new coach is going to see that Barton's playing this well and be like, sorry, Barton, you're playing well, but I'm tanking this team.
Quit making us win games. Yeah, I don't. I mean, I love the scoring, obviously. He doesn't do a whole lot else. And I'm looking at his, you know, trying to find somewhere in his numbers, college or D-League or something, that says he's going to be anything more than a scorer. I don't really think he is. I think scoring is what he does. Decent rebounder for his position, but that might be the sum total.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really disagree, but I think he could be usable in 12ers looking for streams. You know, they play tonight on kind of a lighter slate. We'll talk about tonight's games in a second. But, yeah, I mean, I actually picked him up in not both my RCLs, but I had just some real scrubby streamers left at the bottom of my bench, so it wasn't like I was cutting anyone that good. So with Shaw gone, do you think the Manimal gets unleashed?
They're playing him at center right now, so he's just going to get destroyed. Mm-hmm. No, it's not good. There's nobody on Denver that I can say, oh, this is going to help them.
Yeah, I don't think so either. What a mess the Nuggets are. That might be the biggest mess of a team.
You know, coming into the year, I thought they would be a pretty decent team.
I think that's why the Sixers, we knew they were tanking, and they're obviously continuing to sell anything that's not nailed down. But the Nuggets were supposed to be good, and it just went so bad. I mean, they got the Nurkic in the draft. I mean, that was a huge move because they traded for him. But other than that, it's just been a mess.
Yeah, I think I told you sometime last week, I gave up on Fareed. I dropped him.
Yeah, and you wanted me to drop Rondo. Rondo played pretty good yesterday with 19-5-2.
I told you to man up. Yeah, I know. And, you know, somebody added Fareed off waivers. I'm not surprised, but good luck. That's all I can say.
Yeah. I mean, Rondo, you know, 9 for 15 from the field, hit a 3, stayed off the free throw line. 19-5-2, only the 3 turnovers. Man, that was so weird for the Mavericks. They had 11 team assists. No one had over 2 assists.
Yeah, so Rondo had more turnovers than assists. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but it's only 3-2. You know, it's not.
And let's see. Since he's come back from injury, he's played, what, 6 games and has had 1 steal?
Yeah, he's terrible. But
yeah, I
in a 12-er, he's still worth owning. Come on.
I don't know. Going into the playoffs, you know, if you're a playoff team, if you have Rondo, you're probably not. But if you're a playoff team, then you're probably going to wind up dropping him to stream something just because your other guys are going to be better.
I might. Man, that RCL team, the one with Rondo, Durant, Al Jefferson were my first 2 picks, and Jefferson missed a month, and then Jabari out for the year, and a lot of other busts. That was a terrible team.
We talked about that trade last Wednesday, and actually did make it.
Ended up happening. What was it, MCW and Wiggins for Durant?
Yep.
I don't love it. I wouldn't recommend that for most people, but I'm in desperation mode. So enjoy having Durant for the playoffs.
And Clarkson off waivers or off free agency, so I made up for my lack of point guard stats. Yeah, if I make it, if Durant comes back when the playoffs start, I mean, I'm going to be a scary team there.
Yep, so you can definitely prey off of 7th or 8th seed Durant owners.
Absolutely, or any player they have that's injured that could be back.
Yeah. Agree there. So one last question before we preview tonight's games. So your 3 Heat kind of backup guys are all really interesting lately. So you got Michael Beasley going 12-6-1-1-1. Tyler Johnson gets red hot against the Suns last night, goes 26-1-1 with 4 steals. And, you know, Henry Walker had foul trouble last night, got 5 fouls, which kept him at only 12 minutes. But before that was chucking up more threes than KCP at a shoot around. Which of those 3 guys, you know, in a vacuum, would you rather have as a back end stash if you had to carry one the rest of the year?
Yeah, you're probably going to be surprised.
Beasley.
Yeah, I think so.
I guess I'm not surprised if I got it right.
He's the only one that can play power forward, and currently they're starting Haslam, which is not adequate in any way. So, yeah, I would say, and I think the Walker versus Johnson thing, while Wade is healthy, is just whoever gets hot is going to get minutes. And that's the best you can ask for.
Yeah, shocking that Beasley is back into fantasy relevance this quickly.
Any power forward they added would have been fantasy relevant. It's just, you know, they still think that Bosch is sitting there at 20 feet, and they just throw the ball there, and whoever catches it, just shoot it. Haslam, Beasley, whatever. So it's the offense.
You're saying if they added Reggie Evans to play some backup power forward, he would be fantasy relevant?
Yes, he would go 10 for 20, shooting 20-footers and 3-pointers the entire game.
That would be brutal to watch. But I agree with you. I think Beasley, because of the multi-cat and the other two are kind of thragnoffy, is the guy to own. Maybe in, like, would you add him in, like, a 16-er?
Yeah, I think that's about the spot.
I think so, too. I wouldn't go too crazy with it. Would you rather have...
if the Heat were playing, like, you know, on a Thursday with only 2 games or something like that, then, you know, I would stream Beasley first.
Here's a good one. Beasley or guy you played against yesterday, Marcus Morris?
Man, I like what Marcus Morris has been doing recently.
He's been on a good tear.
His minutes have been pretty steady.
Yeah, I mean, he got 32.5 last night, but before that, hadn't topped 25 in 4 straight.
You know, since the trade, I don't know how to even look that up, but I'm pretty sure his usage has been much higher.
Mm-hmm. The way to look it up is to go on, there's a basketball reference, and then you can select, you know, you can click on one game in the game log and select the next one, and you can see in that stretch a usage percentage. There's a way to do it, but it's kind of a misleading stat, especially in, you know, 4 or 5 game samples.
Right. You can just look at this, look at his game log and tell he's been taking a bunch of shots.
Yeah, and he's been getting a lot more rock in his hand for sure.
Yeah, I would probably take Marcus Morris first. Certainly more trustworthy.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably would too, but Michael Beasley's so much of a sexier pick. So sexy.
Is he really?
Why not? I have dreams of Michael Beasley. Don't count it against me.
You don't have dreams of twins?
Of twins?
Hey, the Morris brothers. You get one, you get them both.
Yeah, I wish.
Is that how that works? If I trade for Marcus, I get Markieff too?
If only it worked that way. All right, so looking at tonight's games, we have 7 games on the slate. Trying to see if any of these games are really that interesting. Rockets at Hawks. That's a good one. And then Wizards at the Bulls. I think those are your two games of the night for sure.
Well, I mean, I would definitely go Wizards there. I mean, Chicago is down so many people right now.
Yeah, I think, you know, at Chicago can hang with them. I mean, the Wizards have been playing awful. Have you seen their record lately?
No. You know, win and loss, that's the last thing I pay attention to.
I know. We don't really care about real NBA, but the Wizards are down to 34-26.
Okay. That would be, second or third in the East?
Yeah, they're second in the Southeast Division, pulling up their schedule here. But, yeah, they lost. They beat the Pistons, but before that, they lost to the Sixers, lost by 20 to Minnesota, lost to Golden State, got blown out by the Pistons, blown way out by Cleveland, lost to Toronto. So they had like a 6-game losing streak in there.
Okay.
The loss at Philly is the killer.
Yeah, well, 20 to Minnesota.
Yeah. That was the game they were actually up 18-3. And then they lost 97-77.
Yeah, no, I definitely noticed that Rubio's been, I think last game was the first time he really shot well.
Yeah, I mean, but, yeah, Rubio had a triple-double last night. He looked really good, but I don't even think that's a surprise. I thought he'd be awesome when he got back, and he has been.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's been pretty rough to your field goal percent. I mean, even his 18 points last night came on sub-50%.
Yeah, but that's, you know, one of the shortcomings of his game. Give him a pass.
Yeah, I mean, as long as he still does decent with the free throws and has high-end steals, then, yeah, mm-hmm. I can handle it.
Any other big things for tonight? So we got Cousins is doubtful to play against the Kings. Bargnani.
You mean the Knicks? But...
Oh, the Kings, yeah. The Kings are playing the Knicks.
Yeah.
Cousins playing against his own team.
I mean, you know, if Cousins were to go, he would destroy anybody they put up.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you got to like the matchup there for Bargnani for daily leagues. Yeah. Mo Williams should go nuts against the Lakers.
So what's the word with this James Harden suspension? Is that happening?
Oh, yeah, he's suspended tonight. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, got suspended one game for kicking LeBron in the crown jewels. That was my joke of the day in my article.
Good job.
He'll be gone. Brewer's probably going to start, right?
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
That'd be a good daily play.
I don't know where this usage is going.
Yeah.
I mean, is Beverly going to go out there and have 10 assists? You know, Oh, no. We know where it's going.
Uh-oh. Is it going?
It's going to Josh Smith.
No!
Josh Smith is going to have the ball in his hands every time down, and nobody else gets to touch it. You know brutal. It's going to happen, too.
It better not.
Yep.
Jeez. So.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that game.
Yeah, I don't want to either. So, who do you have for 30 points tonight? Looking at our top 10 scorers, Harden out. Westbrook, LeBron, Durant, Melo out. Davis, Anthony Davis is still out. Oh, they're not playing today anyway. Curry, Cousins is out. Aldridge and Blake Griffin. So I think you can pick literally anyone that has a pulse in playing tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stay away from Bargnani, I think.
for 30 points? I'd hope so.
He might get 30 shots. I don't know. I'm looking at that Chicago game, and I'm wondering if they're going to need Pau Gasol to do it all.
Yeah, he could score 30.
But they might just wind up playing Mirotić and going, I'll go Pau. That sounds good to me.
That's a good one. I'm gonna do it. I'm going to go Mo Williams.
Nice.
Against the Lakers. Hey, he scored 50 points in a game this year. He just needs to do barely half of that.
I don't even know who that was against, but...
I'm trying to remember, too. I can't remember. Probably against someone terrible.
Well, I'll be rooting for Clarkson tonight, then.
Yeah, well, Clarkson can do just fine. Just play terrible defense like he usually does. And it's not like Jeremy Lin's a great defender.
No, definitely not.
Yep. So looking at our side league account for this weekend, not account, my account. Man, I got 16 out of 25 last week. I did terrible. Forget, I played Rudy Gay without Cousins. Gay was terrible. Oh, I hate the Kings. They're dead to me.
Yeah, they're a mess right now.
Yeah, I picked the wrong Curry game. He only put up 39, which is a pretty low score. I had Vucevic in there. He only had a 20-point game. So I had some rough picks in there. So I am going to rebound this weekend. The next contest will be the weekend contest for the 6th of March to the 8th of March. Get the Side League app now. Side League, one word, App Store, Google Play Store. Friend me, JB at 680. You can see our contest there. And if you haven't gotten it yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Put in Razzball, all caps, as your promo code. Get $5 free to play with. I'm still playing with my $5 free because I haven't won yet because I keep picking guys that get hurt. Ugh. But what's awesome is if you have a guy in there that is hurt, it sends you an update that player's hurt in your lineup so you can quickly swap them out. So I just have had guys play terrible and get hurt in their games, which makes things different.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a major advantage to it being, you know, an app instead of a random website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the updates are great because a lot of times I'll forget that I have, I don't know. I think I had Curry in, like, last Friday, and then he sat with that foot issue. And I was able to quickly swap them out. So, Side League app in the Google Play and App Store. Get it now. Friend us. Play us this weekend. And we'll catch you tomorrow, Slim.
All right. I'll be ready.